From JMI Wealth this Friday morning. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. So, and I'm completely with you on the Coke thing. Yeah, exactly. 4 hours.
Exactly.
I mean, 4 hours.
Coca-Cola sitting on the table. Now, RB and the Fed Reserve, the RB didn't go anywhere, the Fed Reserve did.
Yeah. So our little Reserve Bank of New Zealand sharing the monetary policy stage yesterday with the Federal Reserve. So let's first have a quick look at the Federal Reserve. Hugely anticipated event always, those Fed Reserve statements. Eyes of the world settle on the Fed while they review that Fed funds rate. Look, pretty much universal consensus that the Fed would raise the Fed funds rate 25 basis points yesterday and again in December. They kept the program. We have these infamous dot plots which indicate where each Fed governor thinks the Fed fund rates will be at various points in the future. They show that 25 basis points in December and then three more hikes in 2019. I mean, the Chair Powell, he was, I think we could say he was reasonably upbeat about the US economy. They're going to stick with the plan despite criticism from the Trump administration. They did remove the word accommodative in reference to monetary policy. That's perhaps an indication they're getting close to what we feel is the neutral rate. Look, the market's all relatively comfortable with that. Not a lot of great deal of impact on currencies or interest rates. And actually, our Reserve Bank was steady as she goes as well. Nothing untoward or unexpected there. Kept the reference to the next move being up or down. The official cash rate likely to be 1.75 right through 2019, right into 2020.
Yeah.
So not a lot of forecasting going to be going on there for some time, is there? I mean, key issues, Mike, for the Reserve Bank, this growth path. We're talking about the uncertainty over the next 6 months and whether or not we get inflation picking up sooner than expected. But we quite like these things when they unfold as we expect.
Yes,
that's
indeed
quite good.
We like consistency. To the trade war, China are cutting the tariffs.
Yeah, well, look, who gets this? So we've got this China-US trade standoff. I mean, it's sort of been pushed a little bit into the background while the UN meeting in New York's been going on, but it hasn't gone away. Trump did sort of get stuck into them a little bit and into China during his UN addresses. He even accused them of, as we know, of potentially meddling in the upcoming midterm elections. So what does China do? They're cutting tariffs. And I sort of, when I saw that headline, I thought, hang on a sec, what's going on here? It seems a little bit surprising. So the Chinese authorities have announced that they will cut tariffs on goods. We're looking at machinery, paper, textiles, construction materials from the 1st of November. And this comes just days after the latest round of tariff increases in the China-US trade war went into effect. So a couple of key things here, Mike, because I'm still struggling to get my head around this. They haven't said how this sits with US imports. So are they just going to cut the tariffs on non-US imports? That's not completely clear. But what it does send a message, Mike, I think very clearly, is they're settling in for the long haul on this one. This doesn't seem like the move of an administration that's itching to get into the trade negotiation room. They're sort of saying, well, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to try and reduce the inflationary impact on our consumers by taking tariffs off. So, but we do need to see whether or not it applies to US or non-US. But the other key issue is what it does is it starts to improve. It starts to push the import substitution line, and that's the key. Well, they go, well, you know what? We'll just live this. We'll find our goods and goods and services from elsewhere.
Exactly. It's a big, big world. It's a big, big world. You don't have to buy from America, do you? What are the numbers this Friday morning? Yeah.
Okay, on this Friday morning, as we go into the weekend, the Dow Jones up 104 points, 26,490, about 0.4%. The S&P 500, 2923, also up 18. NASDAQ up 72, 8062. FTSE 100 up 34, 7545. The Nikkei lost a bit of ground yesterday, lost 1% actually, at 23796. Shanghai Composite down 15 at 2791. The ASX 200 lost 11 points yesterday. We're waiting on the Royal Commission report. It should be released today. Big news that will be in Australia. We'll cover that on Monday. The NZX 50 down 63 yesterday. Still a bit of weakness in A2 since the CEO sold their shares. NZX 50 closing at 9286. One New Zealand dollar, 0.6622 against the US. US, 0.9175 Aussie, 0.5675 Euro, 0.5054 pounds, 75.1 on the yen. Gold is trading at $1,184.50. Brent crude, $81.53.
Have a spectacular weekend. Appreciate your help this week, and we'll see you Monday. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. Get hold of him. Why wouldn't you want to? Because he's a good bloke. At jmiwealth.co.nz.